Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, we take a look at the streets of New York from a slightly different view, through the eyes of one man. Originally from Virginia, New Yorker Matt Green has made it his mission to walk every single street of the Big Apple's five boroughs, a process that has taken him 7 years and counting, and has made him the subject of the recent documentary, The World Before Your Feet. Why does he do it? It's part of a bid to give everything in life, as he calls it, an equal footing. Our America's editor-at-large, Ed Stocker, hopped on the subway to the Bronx to join Green on a section of his walk. As for what's next, he's not sure, but he definitely wants to keep on moving.
We're on Gun Hill Road in the Bronx, near White Plains Road. You know, it's got a pretty open neighborhood by New York standards. There's some tall buildings around, but the street's pretty wide and most of the buildings are lower. So you kind of get a good glimpse of the sky. You can see several blocks away in a lot of different directions, a lot of varied storefronts. We're passing the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, which is a big, beautiful old church. You look back there, you can see there's a lot of parts of the Bronx where there's a lot of bedrock. I started the last day of 2011, so it's been a little over 7 years now.
You're checking your phone?
Yeah, I'm looking at my map here.
And you got some walking instructions, I think, in a notepad?
Yeah.
So 2011?
Yeah, that was a little over 7 years ago, and I've walked a little over 9,100 miles now, and have maybe a few hundred left to go.
The big question that everyone probably asks, why?
I don't know.
You must know a bit.
I like walking.
Come on.
I don't know. I mean, why do you like what you like? You know, you just do. And I think it's important to sometimes just follow what you feel called to do without trying to come up with an artificial reason to be able to explain it to people so they can go, ah, that's why, and, you know, move on with their day.
I guess also you could argue there's societal pressures to make you know why you're doing it, and it's not a conventional thing to do in the sense that, you know, a lot of people are in offices doing 9-to-5 jobs, and you've decided over the last 7 odd years, maybe a little bit longer, to walk every street of New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the same time, over the whole course of human history, what I'm doing is much more conventional than people who are sitting in an office.
Meaning?
Meaning that's a very slim slice of human history that we've been sitting in fluorescent lights looking at computers.
What do you like about what you've discovered in these many, many years?
Everything's a surprise. I mean, you know, you come to New York and people tell you things about neighborhoods and types of people and you believe it because you're a new person there and they seem to know what they're talking about, and you go out and you walk in a certain area and you say, oh, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true. And you realize what you could have known in the first place, which is that every stereotype about a place or a type of person is always going to be wrong. Just because of the mathematics of it. You can't sum up thousands of people in some particular set of characteristics. That's never going to work. So I learned early on to not expect anything. So in that way, you could either say everything surprising or nothing surprising, because I didn't have any expectations to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a neighborhood or we're in a borough that has a lot of stereotypes attached to it, for
example. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The Bronx probably more so than any other of the boroughs in New York. Lots of people who've never been here would confidently tell you a lot of stuff about it, how dangerous it is, that kind of thing, without really knowing anything.
What do you think you want to learn from walking all these streets? How can you put it to use, do you think, once you do actually finish?
I don't know. I mean, that's not really my concern to put it to use, you know. It's just my concern to do it as well as I can and then, you know, just see what happens from there. Can't really control what use it's put to. You know, I didn't do it for a particular use, so I'm just trying to give it my all, and whatever happens next happens.
For those who haven't seen the film, there are various sections in it in which you talk about, for example, these 9/11 murals that are all over the city, and also synagogues that are now churches. And some of the odd and amazing fruits and vegetables that you find on your walk. It strikes me that you obviously have one of those brains that sort of gets a kick out of maybe and enjoys the finer details in life.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people would be like that. It's just that they don't have the kind of opportunity and freedom to pay attention to those things because they're, you know, doing something else. So I think really it's kind of the nature of the walk, of not having a destination, not being on the way to somewhere, not rushing through where I'm going to get somewhere else. And by not having a destination, it just kind of forces you to pay attention to what's around you.
Okay, heading towards this fire station. I mean, having lived here for a while and traveled fairly extensively in other places, New York City to me isn't always immediately beautiful. Do you think one of the benefits of walking around the streets is that you get to see beauty in the little details, even in what you're doing now, which is taking a picture of a memorial, I think, outside a fire station?
You know, who knows what beauty is? You know, there's not a definition you could look up and determine whether or not New York's beautiful. So yeah, I mean, I think whether it's New York or anywhere else, just taking time to appreciate it is gonna certainly show you a lot of sides of it that a lot of people might not notice or be aware of. Okay, let's keep moving.
And you find the act of walking cathartic?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just know that at the end of a day of walking, I feel good. I couldn't tell you why exactly. You know, I don't know what it is that my brain's responding to exactly. I could come up with a bunch of theories that may or may not be right, but you know, just in between the physical actions of it and the people you meet, the things you see, the stimulation, I'm sure that all comes together, and it just kind of uses all of the stuff that makes you human all at the same time.
What's been your biggest surprise since you've been doing the walk?
You know, I used to lead this walking group around the city. At the beginning of that walk, I would think, oh, you know, I better make sure that this walk is packed with interesting things to see and fascinating places and stuff I know things about and can tell people about, because otherwise it's going to be a boring walk. And then over time, I started to realize that I don't have to do that at all. I could just make a walk anywhere, and you know, any kind of neighborhood people haven't been before. It's going to be fascinating, because I didn't understand how fascinating the world is before I started, because I was in this mindset that, you know, most of us are in. Like when you go on vacation and you decide, oh, I got to make sure I see all the most interesting things here. And you're just kind of blinding yourself to the fact that everything's interesting, and you're just trying to ask other people what to see and take their advice for it so you can comfort yourself and feel like, oh, good, I didn't miss anything. Now I know all about this place because I've been there once and I can check it off and I don't have to think about it anymore. And I found that when you kind of surrender to the world and say it's completely unknowable, I will never be an expert on this, I'll never know anything about it, I'm just going to go there, go wherever it is with open eyes. And it's amazing how you're never going to be bored again after that.
Quite freeing, in a
way. Extremely freeing, yeah. That might even be the most important word to describe walking, I think. Freeing, you know, freedom.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And thanks to Ed Stocker for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.